is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Yon is in Panama City. He has been in Panama for several weeks, many weeks, watching the Darien Gap. The Darien Gap is about 60 miles of triple canopy jungle from Colombia to Panama, where there is no Pan-American Highway. You must walk it to traverse from Colombia to Panama. Over these last months, Michael has very carefully reported on the thousands of migrants coming through the Darien Gap on foot. It's the way to travel in a very difficult jungle with large rivers, lots of animal life, and the kind of animal life that's dangerous, that carries weapons and machetes, human animal life that raids and robs and plunders the migrants coming through the Darien Gap from Colombia to Panama. The migrants emerge at the other end of the Darien Gap exhausted with lots of damage to their souls and their bodies. Michael's now in Panama, where he's been collecting more information about the scale of the migration and where they're from and what their dreams are and what they endure. Michael, a very good day to you in Panama City. Thank you very much for this. The first detail that's important is that you spent last weekend with a member of Congress and another VIP taking them into the Darien Gap by foot and by river to meet with the migrants. Who was with you, and what did this member of Congress learn about the Darien Gap? Good day to you, Michael.
Good day, John. I'm in Panama City, but I've been down in Darien Gap in Colombia and Panama now for about 3.5 months, and Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin saw some of my reports and decided to take a vacation and come down with me, which took me by complete surprise. So he came, literally came, Tom Tiffany, with much courage, decided to fly down here, and I took him out into the Darien Gap deep. I took him out at Bajo Chiquito. It's a village we've talked about numerous times. That's the village where migrants emerge from the Darien Gap after being out there from anywhere. It depends on the rains and that sort of thing. But one story I just heard was a man that was out there 22 days. I came in starving. But Tom Tiffany, I took him up on dugout canoes with Imbara Indians. We went about 3 hours, 3.5 hours by canoe upriver, a very treacherous river because of the rains right now. In fact, one of the canoes flipped, not one of the ones that we were with, but a migrant canoe flipped on the day we were going upriver, nearly killed three of them. And so we got into Bajo Chiquito River. We didn't witness that. They had passed us, and then they flipped after they passed us. But we made it into Bajo Chiquito village, and we'd already seen about 300 migrants pass us on that remote jungle river. And there was still about 200 migrants in Bajo Chiquito, the village. The village has no electricity other than generators and solar. There's no cell phone. You have to go to a hill near the village to get any text messages. And still migrants were coming in. And now it looks like about 10,000 in the last month have come in, which is this is the most in history, according to Cinefront, which is their border patrol, and according to other people in the village and Imbara Indians. This is the most they've ever seen. It's going up week by week. There are occasional pauses when the rivers are too flooded, but the people just end up stuck in the jungle and, you know, basically not gathering moss. I mean, they're starving out there. I mean, they run out of food, eating bush meat, whatever they can find. And finally, so Tom Tiffany saw all this. So now it's interesting. I can't believe that a member of Congress, that is really heartening, actually, would come out so deep in the jungle to see firsthand all these migrants who are extracontinental migrants. They're coming from Africa, Asia, some from Europe, and then others that are not extracontinental but are coming from South America. They all funnel through Colombia, and they go into the Darien Gap. They emerge here in Panama. They are cataloged in by the Cinefront, which is the Border Patrol, and then now we finally got a price down exactly how much it cost them. It cost them, once they get into Bajo Chiquito, if they can pay $65, that will pay for the boat ride and all the bus rides that they need to Costa Rica. So $65 is enough to get them from Bajo Chiquito on a canoe down to another area where Cinefront improvises them a second time, puts them on buses, and then shoots them up to Costa Rica. So $65 is what you need.
All right, and that's a good number to start with, because what I've seen of your videos, this is Michael Yan at patreon.com. You can see the videos and photos that Michael's taken over these many weeks. What I've seen is that the migrants are arriving without adequate preparation for the ordeal of the Darien Gap. They're often wearing sandals, they're in shorts, they're not protecting their shoulders or arms from the jungle. They do not appear to have camping equipment. They might be have it, but I don't think they're carrying an extra load. They do not appear to be to have adequate water supplies, so I'm presuming they're drinking out of the river, which is extremely dangerous, of course. Nor do they seem to have a lot of food with them. I've seen you interview three Venezuelan young men who seemed vigorous and fit, very, very young, but were warning everybody not to try the Darien Gap. I've also seen you with young women and men coming through, families or what appear to be families coming through the Darien Gap. Michael, this strikes me as extremely dangerous. Do the migrants know about it before they traverse the gap? Are they aware of the risk that they've taken as they emerge into Bayo Chiquito?
Clearly, the vast majority are unaware. For instance, I had a long meeting yesterday with someone who works out in Bayo Chiquito and just worked there for a month. And he said almost none of them have any idea of the danger that they go through. And he said over 90%, and this is my experience as well, are warning everybody, don't dare step foot in there. And my guess is that about, based on so many interviews in the last 3.5 months, my guess at this time is about 10% actually die. And there's no way to actually audit this because we don't know how many enter. So this is based on, you know, how many people did you come with, how many people died, that sort of thing. For instance, a group of people from Senegal about 1 week ago now, there was 20 and 10 of them died. At first I was told the 10 drowned, but that's not what happened. At least one drowned, at least one fell. And then the other 8, we didn't get the exact details, but so that's normal. I mean, one fellow, talked about counting 16 dead bodies on the trail coming in out what they call near the Mountain of Death. I think it's called in Spanish Montaña de la Muerte, something like that. I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish, so I have to use translators. But the it's just everybody's got stories of death and destruction. Cinefront, the Border Patrol, went out after some of the bandits recently, a few weeks ago, and they arrested 3. 4 of them got away, and they brought them back into Bajo Chiquito, and one of the Haitians there saw one of the criminals that the Cinefront brought in and attacked him, saying that he had been one of the rapists that raped some of the Haitian women. So, I mean, most of the women get raped, especially the Cubans and the Haitians, and also they say every light-skinned woman gets raped, every single one of them. So that would encompass a lot of the Cubans, actually. And so it's if you come through there, your chances of being raped and robbed, especially if you're a woman, is extremely high. There are some we do know more about those who come around and don't get some of the Cubans who come around and look to be in good condition. They're coming further up the coast by boat, and then they only have to walk about 1 day. That's a different set of people that are also coming through Darien Gap. If they got the money, you can bypass a lot of the rape and robbery.
I see. So they don't actually go to Colombia to cross into Panama. They're landing on the coast of Colombia and then walking towards the gap. They're bypassing most of the gap. Now, Michael, the Cinefront and Panama announced that the border was closed, I guess, more than a week ago. But what you're illustrating is that the number of migrants has increased. So why is the Cinefront not shutting this down? They know where Bayo Chiquito is. They know about the river traffic, but they're not stopping it.
That's right. On May 20th, the government of Panama announced that they're closing the land border between Colombia and Panama. Now, we can see with our own eyes, Congressman Tiffany, Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin was also out there and heard Cinefront and others say that the border closure is only on paper because it's not working. Because remember, the border starts on the Colombia side, right, far back on the other side of the Darien Gap, and they're just still flowing through. So by the time they get into Panama, which is still deep in the jungle down there, the Panamanian Cinefront are not going to turn them back because that would equate to a death sentence, which, you know, about 10% die anyway. And so they're just coming through in the record numbers.
Michael Yan of Patreon.com is in Panama City now. That's Panama City, where the Panama Canal is. It's in a very large developed area of Central America. However, we're talking about the Darien Gap. More stories when we come back. Congressman Tom Tiffany, 7th Wisconsin, traveled into the Darien Gap with Michael Yan. He'll be speaking about that. But what we're going to learn is stories of these migrants, not only where they come from, but the incredible ordeal and the risk they're taking to travel through Central America. And the dream is to reach the Mexican-American border and cross. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.